This is the February full moon message. This past Sunday, February 5th, was the full moon, but we're still going to be feeling the energetic ripples of it for the remainder of this month. This February full moon has the energy of the heart rising and leading you, preparing you for openness and fulfillment. And this energy is strong. Again, it's rippling out for the remainder of this month. And in a lot of ways, it's signifying an intention for the remainder of the year, simply because those heart intentions are so, so strong right now. At the same time, because of the strength of energy happening all over the place, especially in the heart space, it is playing with the inner dichotomy between the heart and the mind. So if there's something that you've been struggling with, the heart is absolutely breaking through to help lead you into these higher states of being in fulfillment in your reality, in a heart-centered space of fulfillment. But you must overcome the hurdles that keep you locked in from aligning to that heart-centered fulfillment, which is usually mind-based fear. This is also why another theme of this February full moon has to do with taking a leap of faith or stepping off a cliff into the unknown. And in a lot of ways, our hearts pull us into those directions of taking a leap or stepping into the unknown, even if it feels scary. The paths of the heart are unconditional. Just remember that. It's unconditional and will always hold you in your highest potential despite what your head says or how your head feeds you fear. However, when the heart and the mind are still in their separate paths, the heart is going to often disregard the paths of the mind, and vice versa. The mind is going to disregard the paths of the heart. But it's not about one over the other. It's about a mutual union and co-creation between the heart and the mind, which is what we're learning in this evolution of consciousness, in this expansion into unity. So in the process of taking a leap or stepping off a cliff into the unknown and trusting it, both fear and inspiration are rising in the body in order to help you learn how to process the heart and the mind together. And in this processing of the heart and the mind together, what helps clear the separation, if you will, the energy of separation of the heart and the mind, the fear and the inspiration, is bringing a solution, a completion, a resolution to our inner dichotomy between the heart and the mind. So the fear in the mind gives way to the inspiration in the heart, and the inspiration in the heart gives way to the fear in the mind. When they're held as separate in the body, that's when it becomes mind versus heart, one or the other. But again, in our evolving consciousness, our mind and our heart work together. So now it's about learning what that looks like and how that process works for you in the body. So you want to bring light to the inner fear. You want to lighten your inner fear by introducing your fear to your inspiration. And you want to ground the inspiration by acknowledging the fear. Sometimes we act impulsively upon our inspiration without grounding it first. And sometimes we limit ourselves by acting on our fears without giving it the space to lift. How can the inspiration comfort the fear? And why does the fear fear the inspiration? How does the body react when you grant it one path or the other? If something feels missing on either path, the head path or the heart path, it's usually because the paths were never meant to be separate. They were meant to work together to find resolutions and solutions in your life. So oftentimes, if we are listening to our head over our heart, something does feel missing because a part of our heart still desires something, but we're listening to our head and vice versa as well. So they were never meant to be separate. And you also do not have to choose in many instances. We often think it's one or the other and we have to compromise somewhere. And yes, that's absolutely true in certain avenues, but in many spaces, especially where we're moving into expanded consciousness and creativity within that expanded consciousness, we can create something that merges together, something that is harmonious in our headspace and our heart space together, not necessarily one or the other. Inspiration and fear work together to ground and lift energy in the body so that your next steps come through the feeling of balance. Allowing the open heart energy at this time is about opening the body to receive the inspiration while at the same time making space so that a lot of our fears can be lifted. A big part of this process is trusting yourself, trusting the movement of energy rising and grounding within you, ebbing and flowing within you. Sometimes the inspiration will be undeniable, but you may not know how to take the next steps. This means that the inspiration has not grounded itself within you yet. It is simply a thought form. When fears or doubt rises in contrast to that inspiration, it's not necessarily rising to get you to give in to the fear or the doubt. It's rising to make space so that there is room for the inspiration to ground. When that space is made, the inspiration will ground and a balance between fear and love will be felt in the body. And this is how you know that there is a solid ground manifesting in the flow of inspiration and you feel the love to back it up instead of fear. On the other hand, when fears and doubts rise in contrast to the inspiration and you give in to them, meaning you give in to the fear, you give in to the doubt instead of following the inspiration, what this is doing and how you are acting upon it is simply showing you where the energetic imbalance is occurring in the body and where maybe more healing work is needed. So it's okay if you feel like your fear and your doubt is stronger than your inspiration and you follow the fear and the doubt. That's totally fine. It's just about learning and understanding where you are in terms of how energy is being held in the body. And if that's the path for you and you don't necessarily want it to be, it's like you want to follow your inspiration, but the fear is much too strong, then that's where you know that you can do a lot of the healing work to lift and lighten that fear and work on letting that go, work on making space. Once that energy starts to balance, when the inspiration rises again, because it will rise again within you to give you that opportunity to merge the two, then you might start feeling your inspiration becoming stronger than your fears and your doubts. And when that happens, you'll be able to clear the pathway and open up space more easily to help ground the inspiration and take steps from there. Getting to a point of balancing the contrasting energies means getting to a point of releasing what you are holding on to, the attachments, while also renewing that very energy with what is fleeting, the inspiration. So it's about releasing the attachments while, as all of the energy of those releasing attachments come to the surface, you are renewing that energy with a lighter energy of inspiration, which is also fleeting. So in essence, what is happening is you are becoming simply a vessel that is allowing for energy to move through you without attachment. You are just allowing the ebbs and the flows to occur within you. And again, you are just a vessel that experiences the life that grows from all of this energy that flows.